us of one. Repeat after me. We lost the key of sight. Now blind, we fear in flight. We are far from love, but silence is golden. Please observe.
Welcome to another Trick Track with Satrak. Today is Thursday. Yesterday we got our first snowstorm. For those of you who were asking for it, there you have it. I better see you all playing outside with the snow. I sure didn't want that white stuff coming down. Wow. Anyways, it's Thanksgiving in America. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners from the States, especially my family, who are enjoying my mom's amazing cooking probably by now, as most of you are. Of course, America Tinera Tatiga, Vochmen Canada Tinera. As we know, in Canada, Thanksgiving is not a big deal. It's okay. We make big deals of other things. Mikani haidararuchun nerunim as yego amisa inchpes vor kidek zununte well christmas e voch meraygan zununta pats vomank vor gdonen christmas inch vor kidem am meknis gdonen arit menekov kovikalu kebabudelu yev kefenelu nuntsevov trik traki vera shoera bili aveli getronanan ինչպես ասեմ, non-profit organization ներ ու անոնք, որոնք տրամահավակ կնեն գոր բզիկներով օգնելու, ինչպես որ այս գիշերվա մեր նյութը բիդելա, ուրեմն եգող քանի մի շոյերը, որ բիդ ունենանք, այդ նյութերու շուրջ է, պատրաստվեց եք, ամեն մար տարպեր երգիրները է, տարպեր պրոժեներու վրա աշխատի, և ինչու չէ օգնենք այս երդասարդները. Նաև Կանադայի բադանեգան միության տրամահավակը, որ արդեն մի դիսկսի մոդադենեն, մի դի խնդրեմ չի մերժեք, որ մոդենանցեզի, կաչալերենք մեր բադանեգանի, ինչպես կիդենք այս տարի, կալ տարի, ամարը Հայաստան մի դի երտան, և այդ նպատակով է, որ այս տրամահավակը դեղի գունենա, նաև Մովեմբր, բեխս պավագան մեծավ փոքս, but I need sponsors, so I've been posting it on Facebook, go in, it's okay, even if you want to donate $5, $10, we'll take it, all right? I'll post it again later on tonight. Now, for tonight's guest, I've already said it, Hovik Gudlekian, he's from Vancouver, Yes, British Columbia, an amazing Armenian who's been fundraising all by himself for quite some time now. And we get to speak to him later on to find out what he's been doing. What was I saying? Yes, Hovik. So, hede bili hosing, yev bili desnang, as yerda sarte, michevima incheradze, yev inch biliene. Nav uremen, pari vailum machtem zezi, mikani yerker nevakem, yevatke et kanshush, Hovigin hede bili hosing. Yevarachin yerke videla, mayreru amar yerkme, kidem Hovige mamain shat karotzadze. So I figured this be a good opportunity for him to dedicate a song to his mom. Actually, yes, but it's okay, he'll go for it. It's a beautiful song. And I also want to dedicate it to all the mothers, including mine, who better be listening to me right now and not eating on turkey. Okay, enjoy it and talk to you soon.
եւ ապրել չեն կարող սիրահարը առան սիրով ապրել չի կարող ասա յարջան բա ես ինչպես ապրեմ մարանցե չէ որ սիրտս դեր կարոտում մուտեն չու եքես ասա յարջան բա ես ինչպես ապրեմ մարանցքես չէ որ սիրտս դեր կարոտում մուտեն չու եքես յե յե տես իմ սիրտը բաց է քո
Welcome back. Ինչպես որ Հայդար Արաձեի որ զրույցը բինունենանք մեր սիրելի Հովիկ Գյուլեկյանին հետ, որ Vancouver-ն է. My dear friends, welcome back. This is Trick Track with Setrack. As I had mentioned earlier, we'll be speaking with Hovik Gyulekyan, who is from Vancouver, BC. I have him on the line. Hello, Hovik. Pairgun.
Hi. Bari. Ինչպես ես?
Լավ, դու ինչպես ես?
I'm okay. Doing fine. Just living the dream.
Well, Hovik, I want to thank you for giving me your time. I know you've been busy lately. I really appreciate it that you're talking to us tonight, and this worthy cause deserves a lot more attention than what it has gotten, and I'm hoping we can raise big awareness about what you're doing and your efforts as a Canadian Armenian. Irav chapeau, like they say it in the French, chapeau.
Well, thank you, Seto. I appreciate it. I should be thanking you for giving me the opportunity here. It's been a somewhat of a struggle trying to get the word out there, but it's just one step at a time. But I'd like to start off, if I may. I just want to say, send greetings to my family out in Montreal and Boston and L.A. by saying, ho-ho!
Ho-ho!
I'm sure everyone's laughing by now, so...
Yeah, they're gonna, he might be the same. He's got Seto hooked on this ho-ho thing, too, which is fine.
Yeah, it turned out to be a family catchphrase that's just been following me for years, so I figured I might as well relay it through the airwaves.
Cool, man. Well, Hovik, you live in Vancouver. What do you do in Vancouver?
I work as a deputy sheriff for the BC Sheriff Services, so...
Okay. 11 years now. Oh, 11 years. You were from Montreal, no, originally?
No, originally from Vancouver. We emigrated from Beirut back in 76, and we came to Vancouver. And during my last year in high school, my parents decided to move to Montreal because most of my mom's family was living there at the time. So it was kind of a move that they decided to go with, and... I followed him. I had no choice. I was still young. But 8 months later, I packed up my bags and came to Vancouver just to follow my aspirations. And I've been here pretty much ever since, from, I guess I was age 19. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. Basic, listen, man, if I get a ticket in Montreal, could you help me out?
It might take a while.
Okay. All right. Well, enough joking now. We have a serious topic to talk about. To discuss, how did this idea come about to you? Like, what made you decide you want to do something about the children of Lebanon and Armenia?
Well, I was kind of thinking about this all day, trying to figure out the most concise way of explaining it, and the best way I could do it is back in '96, I was accepted into the RCMP, and I was going through training, and my father at the time was dealing with cancer. Unfortunately, on November 25th, which actually incidentally is tomorrow, marks his 15th anniversary, he passed away. And shortly afterwards, I resigned my training with the RCMP, and I just moved back to Vancouver just to kind of, collect my thoughts and regain my composure and just trying to see what life is going to lead me to. And about 10 years later, on his 10th anniversary, I wanted to do something in, a tribute to him. And what I did is I have an old British car called the Sunbeam Alpine, which I've wanted one for years. I basically took it apart, put it back together, and prepped it for a cross-country drive from Vancouver to St. John's, Newfoundland, and raised money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. and that was my starting point. And from then, I just kept building it up from there. Right now, I'm raising money for the BC Children's Hospital. I'm trying to raise $1 million. And from then, I thought I needed to do something more on an international level. And I figured, well, Lebanon is close to heart, Armenia, just the same. So I figured, well, why not help the kids to, you know, where it really counts. And so I've been pretty much adamant about doing something about it, and I've approached numerous charity organizations. Unfortunately, nobody shared my ideas and vision and as to, you know, what needs to be done. So I thought, well, you know what, I'll just do it on my own. So I kind of got things started about 3 years ago, and from there, it's been a slow start. That I can't, you know, lie about, and hasn't been easy, but thanks to my mom, which I'm sure most people seem to know around this world, we went to Armenia early April this year for the first time, and my mom, Marshal Usminoyan, and my stepdad, Levon Deratamian, who've been very supportive of my project, and it was our first trip to Armenia, and they just loved it, and everywhere we went, they ran into somebody that knew somebody, and I was dumbfounded as to the how Armenians are so connected, and yet we're so dispersed all over the world, and yet we still have connections. So, you know, that kind of got me the added kickstart that I needed to say, you know what, enough is enough. I gotta get this thing 100% on the ball and just make it happen. And so, right now, I'm just, you know, I'm on the air with you, and this has been the most, so far, the most positive step yet, because I've had no luck with the media to date, and I've sent numerous media releases and letters and so forth, even to the members of government, nothing. So,
yeah,
it kind of makes you wonder.
I find the media has a weird way of reacting to things. If it's not big news, they won't go for it or anything like that, sometimes even for small news, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Yeah, who knows? But
yeah, if it's not reactive news, they're not interested. And I'm taking more of a proactive approach on things. And I figure, why wait till something goes wrong before you do something positive about it? And media's just been a negative approach, and that's not the approach I want to take on this. I want to do something positive and do it right the first time, and make it a worthwhile cause. And that's been pretty much the basics of my philosophy on this. So. But I'm hoping that, you know, people get the word out. That's what I'm counting on. There's over 1.5 million Armenians in North America alone. I'm sure it won't take long before, you know, people talk to each other and just get the word out. And my website is pretty straightforward. If they want to visit, it's hovik.org. It can't get any simpler than that.
Yeah, I've been posting it on Facebook, on numerous news groups and so on and so forth. Let's hope it works, man. Let's hope it helps. What was your reaction when you first went to Armenia? You said, like, you were dumb.
Oh, you know what? One thing I never liked was airlines. Well, I used to love airplanes when I was a kid, but being 6'2" just doesn't mix with the modern seats these days in airlines, and I just had a rough time flying there and back. But I was at Charles de Gaulle Airport. I was sitting in the lounge, and, you know, I could hear the murmur of Armenian voices back and forth, which slowly turned into Spanish, then it just turned into French, then it turned into Arabic, and I just turned around and I just couldn't believe that just the diversity of the languages within an Armenian culture proves that how, you know, they're so dispersed around the world, and they were all getting together, and it was as if that, you know, people were just, everybody knew each other, and I'm sure they were strangers. But in that lounge, everybody was talking to everybody and so on, and I thought, you know, that's something I hadn't seen. I haven't experienced that, not in a long time anyway. And going to Armenia was just, in itself, was an experience, and I highly recommend it. And that's partly why I'm trying to encourage people to join me on April 24th, 2015 in Yerevan to not only commemorate the 100th anniversary of the genocide, but also invite family members. Make a one big, large family reunion out of this. I know my family is totally up for the idea, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And but Armenia is such the simplicity of life that I like, and especially in the countryside. And that I fell in love with, and for that reason, reason, I plan on going back and, you know, grab my camera gear again and just go visiting the different villages and taking photos and just telling my stories, and actually got me motivated to start writing my first novel based on my experience. And but one side note I should add is that during our trip, we went to different villages, and the photos that I took on our return trip back, there's one place in particular, I'm trying to remember the name of the town, Spandarian, I believe. There was a little boy, age I think 11 or so. He was selling mushrooms on the side of the road that he had picked from the fields. And I started speaking with him, really humble, somewhat shy, quiet, nice boy. And we started talking and you know, just the basics of how life is like. And he's basically, you know, not glorifying things, or he's just basically telling us, this is what I do, and this is how I help my family out, and so on and so forth. So I took his photo, and I printed an 8x10 copy of it. So on my return trip, I had it framed, and I gave it to him, and he just loved it. And to me, that was satisfaction enough just for that. And I did that along the way, too, at different spots. Like, we went to Vunk, and where I met some of the soldiers that were posted at the base of the church at the bottom of the hill there. And I took one photo of one, and a few came over and wanted their photos taken, and it just turned into one big photo shoot. And actually printed copies of every photo that I had taken of the people, and had copies made of them, and I forwarded to them so that they can actually have something they can send to their parents. And most of these people don't have access to internet or digital cameras or a lot of the modern things that we take for granted here. For them, it's something they don't generally think about because they don't have access to them. And for me, it's the little things that count, and every step of the way, just trying to make something positive and you know, make people smile in their journey. And I think we did that a great deal, especially when my mom and I and my stepdad were handing out coloring pencils and crayons and books and candy and stuff to the kids along the way. And, you know, the satisfaction alone is just, I can't explain it. I would suggest people do it and experience their own as to what it feels like to do something positive like that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to stop you here for a few minutes. We're going to take a small break. We're going to listen to a song. It's called Hayastan from Arama Satarian. When we come back, we're going to go into more details of how people could help and what the donations that they donate, where they go, and so on and so forth. Okay? Okay, folks, we'll be right back.
mai hayasta ne kanchum ayn hamayn ashghari mai hayreni kme kanchum
akh hayastan hayastan anan karjeni bostan akh hayastan hayastan medener kanu apadan akh hayastan hayastan uner karjeni bostan akh hayastan hayastan medener kanu apadan akh hayastan
Okay, folks, for those of you just joining us, we are speaking with Hovi Gulekyan. He is talking to us from Vancouver. He is with www.hovig.org. He does fundraising for the children of Lebanon and Armenia. Okay, Hovik, when we took a break, you were mentioning about your Armenia trip. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you guys helped out two kids last summer in Armenia?
Yeah, we met up with a close associate of my aunt's in Yerevan, Mariam. She works at the Hotel Ani. She's one of the concierges there. And by strange set of circumstances, which sounds somewhat unbelievable, but nevertheless it is true, she has a daughter who is suffering from cancer. And as she was visiting the hospital, she met another lady who had a son with a similar illness. And these two parents basically, you know, became good friends, and they kept each other, you know, by supporting each other and any way they could, and just it was a friendship that just built up from there. And the interesting part is that both mothers are single parents, simply because their husbands had left them. And RP, who's the other mother, she is basically unemployed, has two children, one's dealing with cancer, and every year she has to fly her son to Leningrad for testing. And, you know, as we all know, airfare is not cheap these days, so she has to basically muster up the cash to cover those costs, plus the doctor's fees and accommodation. So, you know, the bills do add up. And just listening to her story, and it was just, I had to, you know, keep my emotions intact, because my mom was sitting next to me and my stepdad was helping me translate, because, you know, being on my own in Armenian, Armenian, see, I'm losing it already, but it's just that the dialect in Armenia is much stronger than what I'm used to, and
for yeah, me,
it's depleting over the years, but I've still regained a certain level of it, so I can still converse, but nevertheless, my stepdad was helping me translate certain words that I wasn't sure how to relay, but it just put tears to my eyes, just the fact that she was going through this, and there was no help. You know, granted, she had applied for government grants, but we all know how systems tend to fail on many levels. So, but needless to say, the monies that we had raised to date, we brought it with us, and that money not only helped pay for this year's costs of airfare and accommodation and so forth, and also helped RP with her, or sorry, rather, Mariam with her daughter's costs as well. And by good news, actually, today my mom had phoned me and left me a message that she had been conversing with RP, and apparently her son is his condition has improved greatly, which is great news, and I'm happy to hear that.
Yep.
And so it's, you know, we did our share, you know, we did our part, and it whether it helped or not, I don't know. It's just it made a difference, and that to me was good enough. And unfortunately, it's just there's too many kids dealing with illnesses, and that alone, I can't just sit here and just let it happen. So, you know, it's important that we do something about it. And you know, we as adults, we vacation. And you know, we live our lives according to how we dictate it, but kids don't have that luxury at that stage because they're still growing and they still have a life ahead of them. So let's make it happen, you know. And for me,
And your fundraising is throughout the year, right? It's not like it's
ongoing.
The Christmas season or this season, you know. It's
no,
all year
no,
long.
No, it's. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No,
it's ongoing because my ultimate goal initially, and it still stands, is 1.5 million plus one. And I don't need to explain as to what the significance of that number is. And if I must, then I will. And for that is that the 1.5 million people who perished close to 100 years ago, plus one in reference to Hrant Dink, who passed away not too recently anyway. Right now I'm working it in stages, so I'll accept any amount, and the more the better, because I plan on making future trips overseas to help place the funds where they would be served best. And, you know, I just want to rest assure people that, and I'm not a fly-by-night sort of, you know, process here, and I'm doing things as they should be done. What is raised is what goes to the source, and you know, over time, I'll through with my photos and stories and whatnot, they'll all be posted online, so people can see the, you know, what effects their donations have had for people. And ultimately, 2015 for me, it will be the big journey because I'm going to be driving my Sunbeam Alpine from Vancouver all the way to Armenia, and along the way, I plan on stopping by and visiting countless Armenian communities. And if people want to contact me, I'd be happy to accept their, you know, emails, and let's start setting up times and dates and so forth, so I can build up my route, so that I can stop by and talk to people and explain to what I'm doing, and so that at least people have a tangible view of you know, who I am and what I'm doing, and they're not just taking my word for it. And I'm going to show to them what I'm doing, and that's something that you don't see every day.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that, you know, out of that, people will open up their hearts and their
wallets,
generosity.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Wallets,
simple as that. And you know what? I don't want to hear excuses. You know, I've been collecting, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm sitting in my office. I'm still in uniform. I'm off duty right now, but I've been collecting empties in my office just to help pay for my own expenses, because this is costing me a lot of money to do, and I need sponsorship support to help offset my hard costs. You know, if my mom only knew how much money it's costing me, she would flip. But that I won't tell her, because you know how moms can be.
Yeah, don't,
love you, mom.
Don't tell her. Nobody
tell her. But I need sponsorship support just to cover my costs, and I'm going to pay the balance out of my own pocket. But the monies raised will go to their intended causes, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not a charity organization. I can't give you tax receipts, and I'm being honest here, because the way I see it, for me to create a charity organization, it's going to require a lot of bureaucracy and so forth. But not only do I have to create one in Canada, I have to create one in U.S., and I have to create one in Europe. That alone, I'll need full-time staff. And to pay 15 to 20% off your donations to cover those costs, it seems counterproductive. I'd rather take that money and put it where it belongs than waste it on postage stamps and phones and computers and all that stuff. Hey, I'm just trying to do the right thing here, and so I'm asking people to help me out. And I'll show them what I can do, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Good, man. You're doing great. If you
Thank
ask
you.
Me, you're doing great. You have your family support. You have my support. And hopefully this will raise awareness, like we said at the beginning, and we'll get tons of support and money to help you out. I just want to mention one more thing. We did not talk about Lebanon, although...
Right.
We say that it's for the children of Lebanon and Armenia. I would imagine the same thing goes for the children in Lebanon, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I have ties with three different countries here as it stands. And the common explanation I give people, because most people, you know, on any given day, the usual subject will come up as to what my background is, and the simple answer I give them is, I'm Lebanese by birth, Armenian by heritage, and Canadian by circumstance. Because if it wasn't for the war in Lebanon, I wouldn't be here right now. So I have strong ties to Lebanon, but unfortunately, just given the political situation now in Syria, is jeopardizing my plans for Lebanon, because I can't get there unless I travel through Syria. I know it's a few years down the road, but we all know that things don't get resolved that quickly in that part of the world. So Armenia is my focus, and Lebanon is also my destination, my final destination. But either way, I want to help out both countries, because that's where my heart is right now, and that's where I want to help.
Cool. And if people want to help, they can log on to www.hovig.org. Like you said, it doesn't get any simpler than that.
Yeah, and the website is pretty straightforward. It's nothing complicated. If people want to send a check, which is best, the reason being is that the alternative payment is PayPal, but PayPal charges a 3% service charge, and I'd rather, you know, put that 3% to better use than give it to a big organization. So checks are best, and it explains on how to go about it. And you know, and in exchange for your donation, and if you go on the donation section, every person who makes a donation, their name is listed, so you know exactly how much money is coming in and what the total is. And at the end of the day, all the monies that have been, you know, dispersed, it'll be cataloged, and the stories that correspond and so forth. So it's still early in the game for me, because I'm still building this site and I have so much to do. But I'm just working it in stages, and for now, it's whatever you can donate, and you know, every bit helps. And but for now, my goal right now is $100,000, and it'll just build it up from there. Ultimately, by April 24th, 2015, I want to see 1.5 million on that reader board on my website, because and those people who are planning a trip, go to Armenia. You know, don't hold it off for too long. I think, you know, for me, it took me better part of 40 plus years to go there, and I finally did it. So,
yeah, you know, and you just told us how old you are.
Pardon?
And you just told us how old you are.
Well, not really. You want to take a wild guess, or?
Nah, because I'm probably way up there with you.
Yeah, nah. I just turned 46, so.
Hey. So did I last month.
All right, happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks.
Okay, but yeah, no, it's you got to do something. You can't forget where you're from. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And you know, skip your coffee for a day. You know, forget the Starbucks for one day, or you know, just pass on the cigarette if you're gonna smoke that pack of cigarettes. That's $7 or whatever they cost these days.
It's $10.45.
How much?
It's $10.45 at the gas station.
Wow.
In Montreal.
I'm glad I never picked up that habit. So, but it's every cent helps, and I can't tell you how much that'll help. And plus, yeah, it'll help me kind of slow down from collecting empties. I feel like such a bum right now.
Well, you know,
pick up empties to and from work as I walk. And, you know, I'll see an empty, I'll pick it up.
You have your heart in it, man. You have your heart in it. You want to make it succeed, then I support you, and I will support you. And hopefully people that are listening to us will be supporting you. And, hey, let's hope you reach that goal and help these children.
Well, I, you know, without generosity of your listeners and the Armenian community, I can only do so much. And then the other side note I should add is that I'm actually trying to turn this my journey into a documentary. So if anybody knows a producer is willing to help me get things started, hey, please get him in touch with me, because that will also, I think, help relay my story even more so, because people relate with images and stories better than just looking at static.
Well, I could hook you up with quite a few of them then.
Well, it's a start.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay.
I appreciate it.
that should about cover everything. I don't know if you want to add anything else.
Well, I think you might want to create a part two and a part three and make it a trilogy somewhere down the line, because there's so much to say and do. And so, but now I think I've covered off the basics.
We'll talk again soon. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
Hovig, I want to thank you, man. Really, I appreciate your time and your great efforts you're putting into this. You, your family, your mom, your stepdad, really, really, I appreciate it. Hopefully these kids will grow one day and appreciate you guys for what you're doing and your thoughts.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm not looking for accolades here. I'm just trying to do the right thing. It's simple as that. And, thanks again to my mom and my stepdad, because they've been really positive, and my sisters, Tamar and Maral as well, and my cousin Ida in Boston. So I've got the networking, and it just takes time. And that's partly why I've started this project so far in advance, because I knew it was going to take a while to kind of kickstart it.
Okay.
And I do want to thank you for giving me this opportunity as well.
It's my pleasure, man. Anytime you have something to say, feel free. Email me. Now you have my number. Tell me you want to come on air. We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good night. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
All right.
Good night, everyone. Bye.
Ho ho chusir. All right. We just spoke with Hovig Gulekyan. Hopefully you guys will log on to his website, www.hovig.org, and start donating. Make his project happen, people. Now, I'm gonna play you guys some songs. A new song that you've been hearing for the last 24 hours on Trick Track. I was playing it every hour, from Silva Hakopian, Sasnabar. It's an amazing song. I posted the clip too yesterday on my page. So enjoy it. I'll come back and wish you guys good night later on.
Zurna nanu. necesito verte. Necesito más de ti.
Me capé.
Oh,